This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time, as your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. It is Monday when you're hearing this, Monday when I'm doing this voiceover too. Yesterday when I preached it, we are in Matthew chapter 5 here on WGOD Radio. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes today to join me. And we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. This is week 2 now. And this has been a fantastic series. And it really, boy, the Lord just must have floored these people when they heard this strange new teaching to them of if someone asks for your coat, you give them your shirt too. If they ask, want to walk a mile, you walk with them too. If they want to borrow money, give them whatever you have and don't even ask for it back. Those that hate you, love them. He flipped the script on everything that they knew. And we go through this chapter and we hear, you have heard that it was said. And then he would say something from the Old Testament. And then he would say, but I say to you. And he would totally flip the script. And it was like, how can I do this? How can I be this kind of man that Jesus expects me to be? And by the time we get to the end of this sermon, we're going to have an answer for that question. So let's enjoy a part one of this message now. To hear these other sermons, you can go to WGODradio.com, click on the link that says Prior Broadcasts, and you'll see this series. You'll see a couple things on the top of that list. This series through Matthew and a series through 2 Thessalonians, which we just wrapped up the other day. So, or you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and you'll see them on there. Okay, this will play today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. This is part one of the Gospel of the Second Mile.
Now, if you like this sermon today, don't thank me, because there's too much on it. If you get anything out of it, if you don't like it, it's my fault. If you do like it, it's his. I love the title of this, The Gospel of the Second Mile. Carol, did you get the one in Russian for her? You know when you're growing, when you got to have handouts in Russian now. Thank you, Lord. What a fantastic study we're having in the Gospel of Matthew, aren't we? After 12 years of pastoral ministry, this is the first time I've taught Matthew from the pulpit on a Sunday morning, at least. And it's been a blessing for me. I think each and every one of these weeks has gone real good. Likewise, this past year was the first time I've taught the entire book of Revelation from the pulpit on a Sunday morning. And we were blessed each and every week, too. Now, last week here in the Gospel of Matthew, we started what's known as the Sermon on the Mount, a long sermon spanning 3 chapters where Jesus blows everyone away with his knowledge, both of the Father and of the Word. And he continues to blow them away today with seemingly impossibilities, things which no man can do on his own. Things like verse 19 of chapter 5. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so will be called least. Think about that, the least of these commandments. That means find the most petty thing you can find in here, the most seemingly pettiest thing, and break that, and then share it with your friends, and you're considered least. He said it. That's a seemingly impossible thing. That's why James says, let not many of us become teachers, knowing we will receive a stricter judgment. Or verse 11, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Remember, that's rejoice and be powerball glad. This was new to their ears. And now Jesus is going to continue to preach the kingdom of God to anyone and everyone that has ears to hear. We're in chapter 5 still. Verse 20 we read, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So write this down and take it to the bank. Unless you are better than these religious people here who are perfect on the outside but corrupt on the inside, unless you are better than these Pharisees, you shall in no case, on a case-by-case basis, you will in no case enter into the kingdom. Unless if you're better than these perfect people over here, that probably keep 512 out of the 513 God-made and man-made laws, unless you're better than all of them, there's no case are you going to enter in. That's kind of hard to hear. What do you think? Church, you're in trouble. That Jesus' half-brother adds more fuel to that fire, James, when he says, he who keeps the whole law yet stumbles at one point, has become guilty of all. James 2:10. Whoever keeps this whole book and just one thing, maybe like what Jesus said, one of the least of these commandments, like having wheat and rye in the same field, makes you least. And has become guilty of all. Now, that's an Old Testament law.
You're not trying to keep the Old Testament, right?
Wheat and rye in the same field condemns you. Any women with blue jeans on today? Understand, there is no good news without bad news. The bad news is the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. The good news is the rest of that verse. It starts with the word but. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, the thing is, you've got to do something with your sins. As the Lord Jesus is showing us in the Sermon on the Mount, you are a sinner. And you've stumbled at much more than just one point. The wages of sin, that is, sin pays off in death. And again, our lovely brother James, sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death, James 1:15. So understand this morning, there is no good news or gospel without bad news. Would you like some more bad news this morning? I made the unfortunate mistake of listening to R.C. Sproul on my way in this morning. And he knocked me out of my chair when he said, let me ask you, what's the greatest commandment of all? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. How are you doing on that? Who here loves God with all their heart? Who loves God with all their mind? All their soul, all their strength. So that's the first and greatest commandment. So if you don't keep that, that is the greatest transgression. The greatest commandment, the opposite then, is the greatest transgression. If you don't love God with every fiber of your being, all of your mind, all of your heart, all of your soul, you've committed the greatest transgression of all. And that's why Jesus can say, no one is good, no, not one. That's why the atheist's good work or the Hindu or an unbeliever or someone else doesn't change their heart condition. Good works can't save you. The opposite of the greatest commandment is the greatest transgression. And the greatest of all transgressors is those that don't love God with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, all their strength. So far, the Sermon on the Mount's not saving anybody. Though he's going to get to that when Jesus confronts the Pharisees with that later. But that was what I get to hear on my way in this morning. Now we can have Jesus pile it on a little more. We'll get to the end of chapter 5 and hear Jesus say, be therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now as we continue in chapter 5, Jesus will hit on hot topics like anger, the sinful heart, divorce, oaths, retaliation, and how to treat your enemies. So let's pick it up here, Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 21. And let me say, if you're trying to keep the law to get right with God, you're a fool. Sorry, but that's what you are. All those things we just read, they don't save you. Those things convict you. And they convict you as guilty, every one of those things. You're guilty of the greatest transgression of all. If you're going to go by the law to be justified with God and try to keep the law to be justified with God, because you can't do that. Romans, Paul said, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no hammer hanging over you. When you believe and receive in Jesus Christ, that gavel is gone forever. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. The gavel is gone in Jesus' name. There is no gavel. He took all that out on his son on the cross, right? Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.